each other since before you came here, right?
Yeah.
So in Boston.
Yeah, I met her and when I was in Boston.
You were talking about this plan back then.
Yeah, and I know not everybody wants kids. It's a very personal decision, but for me, it's just too important to wake up one day and my window's shut. Right. That can't be me. I have to just do it now.
Good for you.
Yeah.
But you know, it may not be kids. It may not be family. It may be a rainbow of reasons why someone is listening right now.
Exactly.
Thinking,
doesn't have to be that.
I have to get the courage to do it.
Yeah.
And you are. You're jumping out of the plane with no chute.
Oh, yes, I did.
But you know what? Okay.
It's all good.
It's all good. Right. It's all good. I feel really good. I feel good.
Well, do you vacillate with your feelings a little bit? Like one minute you're a little frightened, the next minute you're like, so you feel relief and
it's like a nervous excitement because I know that great things are going to come my way.
And you're so talented. You have so many, you know, things you could offer to, you know, other places of employment.
Yeah. So full disclosure, I jumped without having a backup plan. And sometimes you just have to do that too. I will land somewhere. And but if I didn't jump, I would never have done it if I kept thinking about it.
You know who could be after you? Who's next in line for this? This is very important. Someone we know who is ready for a family.
Who's
ready,
that?
Ready just to quit this job. Scary.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Living his dream.
I'm staying securely in this plane until the plane comes to a safe landing.
He's fully strapped in. Or until we crash. Scary's going down with the plane.
Scary's ready for a family. He's ready to get out of here.
Yeah.
No. He doesn't like this job. He doesn't like anything it brings.
I feel like I'm the anti-you.
We're kind of the opposite, but I still love you.
Scary. Okay, so what are you've known Jamie for a year. We all have. But what are your feelings about what she's doing here?
I almost cried for you yesterday when you told me in the garage, and we hugged it out. Because honestly, I know how long you've wanted all this, and there's no way that any of that could really happen with the hours that you keep, the demands of your job, the stresses and the struggles. So I, for one, am very happy, and I got to say, I'm super proud of you. You're a stronger person than me because you actually, you're taking a leap of faith here.
Thank you. I appreciate
you. Do you want us
you
to solicit for like a guy?
Oh, yes, please.
Or John.
I even went on Farmers Only. So, I mean, I'm ready. Like, I've tried it all.
Wow.
She has. She's had quite the dating experience.
Farmers Only.
Who is this? It's Candace. Hi, Candace.
Hi.
You did the same exact thing back in May that Jamie's doing right now.
I did, and I'm so proud of you, Jamie. Like, it's so scary. Take the leap. I'm so proud of you. I got out of a toxic work environment. It was best for my mental health. I have a 10-year-old son. I said, you know what? I want more time with my kid and more time for me.
Well, see, there's a kid involved here. Mm-hmm. So you walked away from a career with a child.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people say, well, God, you know what? I'm lucky. I can walk away because I don't have any children. Yeah. You have a child. How was that? How frightening was that for you?
Oh, my God, it was the scariest thing I've ever done. Like she said, it's like jumping out of a plane with no parachute, right? But the universe had my back. I picked up a bartending job. My son and I have had the beat. And let me tell you something, it was the best decision ever. I'm happier. My mental health is through the roof. You know, my biggest reward is friends and family saying, you know what, you're glowing. You look like you're happy.
Wow.
So happy for you. That sounds amazing.
Wow.
Thank you. I'm so happy for you, Jamie.
Thank you, Candace.
As we hear the story between Candace and Jamie, doesn't matter. You can admit it. Maybe you're thinking, like, what if I did that? Danielle.
Yep. It's so scary. Why are you looking at me? All I'm thinking is, Jamie, when we see you in like 2 weeks and you've reset from getting up at this time of morning, you're going to feel human again.
I'm gonna feel so good.
I'm sorry.
You're 10 years younger.
Of sleeping in and getting your coffee and going outside and grounding yourself and enjoying the birds chirping and not stressing.
Wait.
Girl, you're going to fall in love again.
Is that what happens in the morning when we're working?
Birds? Yeah, is that what happens?
Birds.
There are birds out there?
There are birds.
I forgot. I'm like, wow, this
hill.
Is nature. Oh, look, the sun is shining. Look at that. It's amazing.
Well, Candace, congratulations. And you know what? I love that you hearing Jamie's story sparked you and made you reach out to us. I love that. Congratulations and all the best to you and your son.
Thank you so much. Good luck to you, Jamie.
Thank you, Candace.
So when you walked in, did you know when you walked in, this is it?
Yeah.
You walked into his office.
I was shaking.
How did it roll out?
I just sat down and shut the door and I had this conversation in my head and I just said, I don't even really know how to get into this. There's really no easy way, but I have to give my resignation.
Wow.
After 21 years in this industry, more than half my life, it was not an easy decision, but I have to put my health first.
Absolutely.
And just what I want more than anything in this family, in this world rather than is a family.
That is wild. I'm so glad you told this story.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
I'm so happy for you.
I hope I can just encourage at least one person just to jump out of that airplane and know that it will be okay and it will change your life.
Wow.
It will all work out.
Yes.
Yeah, it will.
Thank you.
Are they panicking over there?
I don't know. Well, I think
Danielle.
I love them all. That's why I have to ask, you know.
Is it opening over there?
They'll find somebody.
Oh, let me tell you, there's been three people that already asked about it.
I'm really?
Like, my body's not even cold yet. True story.
That's not right.
Well,
yeah, that sounds about right.
Again, we love you.
We love you, Jamie.
And congratulations. Let's hear it for Jamie.
Jamie!
I'm sorry, was that funny?
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
When Z100 is your number one preset,
hit music is everywhere.
What's up, New York? This is R. Larson.
Yo, what's going on? This is Drake.
I better find your loving. I better find your heart.
And on our free iHeartRadio app,
This is Dua Lipa.
Set your presets to New York's number one hit music station.
Z100.
Z100. Z100. the hits hit the universe. Your number one preset on iHeartRadio.
This is
Z100.
I live my day as if it was the last. Live my day. better off without them cups. Yeah, the sun won't set on us. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Yeah. When low and high, still waters run dry. Gotta get back in the groove. I ain't ever heard. When low and high, what matters is enough. Getting right back in the mood. I live my day as if you was the last.
I don't know what kind of neighborhood you live in, but you know there are these HOA controlled neighborhoods.
Oh yes,
right. I know, Froggy, you live in an HOA neighborhood, right?
I do.
Yeah, I mean, where, you know, you buy the house, it's a nice neighborhood, you know, families, you know, whatever, it's whatever, and the HOA is supposed to keep it clean, keep it together. If someone doesn't mow the yard, or they have a, you know, a car out in the front yard for a couple of years, they make them move it, right?
Yep.
Well, I was looking at this, whatever, online, on Instagram. I think it's in the 954, so in, like, Fort Lauderdale, whatever.
Okay.
This guy had a birthday party at his house, an event, right? And there were three black SUVs parked out front. And they, mm-hmm. and the windows were all you know, blacked out and everything. Mm-hmm. He got an email from the HOA. Did you see this?
No.
Hey, let me read this. This is why I would never live in one of these neighborhoods. I hope you're doing well. I wanted to reach out regarding an incident that occurred over the weekend at your birthday party. A few of us in the community couldn't help but notice the arrival of three blacked out SUVs, which quite frankly startled and unsettled several of your neighbors.
Startled?
What?
It goes on to say, it's really concerning to see such vehicles showing up in our otherwise peaceful, family-oriented neighborhood, especially without any prior notice. As you can imagine, the sight of them raised a lot of questions and caused quite a bit of anxiety. Some residents even thought something more serious was happening. The whole situation was, quite honestly, alarming. And we had no idea how to react.
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me?
How bored are these people?
I know. You did react. You sent a stupid email.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, what kind of neighborhood? They don't even want black cars in the neighborhood.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
I know. I know. Look, you know, and some of these videos, I think a lot of people will use their Ring camera to catch the HOA people coming and, you got to get this ivy off your front porch. Yep. It's against HOA rules. Yep. No. Mm. So, Nate, aren't your parents having a little HOA drama right now?
Yes. Yes, there's HOA drama because the HOA didn't inform the residents of a pickleball court that was just installed. My dad was doing, he's like, yeah, they were building this thing next to the, you know, the picnic area. And I got your mother to measure it with the measuring tape, and we found out it's a pickleball court. What? Like, that's a huge drop ball. Like, who right. wants a pickleball court in their neighborhood? It's like 100 yards from my parents' house.
Oh, wow.
Now they're going to be hearing that.
Well, look, I understand the importance of some HOA organizations. I get it, right? Mm. But, you know, I don't know. It's just, this is what America's come to. It's kind of weird. Yeah, Frog.
So we had a huge problem here in Jacksonville. There was a guy that lived in a total different neighborhood. He wanted to put a sidewalk along beside his house, but I guess for some reason that's not allowed. I don't know what the reason is. It's not allowed to put a sidewalk within so many feet of the property line. He drove through other neighborhoods, not even his own, other neighborhoods in that town, and took pictures and addresses and turned everybody in to just the county.
Because he was bitter.
Because he couldn't do it. And all those people got letters. Oh, dude, it was ugly. It was really, really ugly.
HOA. Gandhi, have you ever lived in an HOA neighborhood?
Oh, yeah. Brandon is in one right now, and there's drama over there because he's been in that house for years, and he just got a notice that said, oh, the color of the porch is wrong. This is your first warning. After the first warning, you'll be fined every week until it's fixed. Like,
oh, my goodness.
That was the color of the porch when he moved in. I don't understand. Yeah.
What do you mean the color? The color.
What, Frog?
If you bought the house that way, legally, you don't have to change it, at least in Florida. I don't know what the rule is there.
Okay.
But because the HOA signs off when you buy the house, when the bill of sale is done, whatever they sign off on, you are allowed to keep. They have approved that house for sale, and therefore you are then grandfathered in.
Note to self. They also play hard to get. They'll email you, but they'll never write back when you email them.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I'll show up at a meeting. Don't think I won't. I will be there Tuesday, middle of the afternoon. No problem.
I said before, I mean, I can understand the thought behind the HOA. I don't think I ever want to really live in an HOA neighborhood.
No.
I mean, I just depend on my neighbors. Just do the right thing, right? You know, if someone down the street can't mow their yard, maybe it's an elderly person. You know, have some people go knock on the door and say, hey, do you need some help? You know, if we have someone, you know, in our family, my kid, he mows yards. If you want him to come down once a week to mow your yard, I mean, but to walk up to someone or send them a letter saying, we're going to start fining you.
Oh, my gosh.
Here in your neighborhood.
Idiots.
Like a house should be a home, not a house. You know what I'm saying? There's a difference.
Mm-hmm. But sign that agreement, right? You sign that HOA agreement.
When you move in.
And you know, you're subject to their laws and bylaws and rules.
Right. It's true. What's scary?
Even though I live in an apartment building, they act like the HOA people because they set rules. And we're not allowed to have anything outside on our doors. We're not allowed to put doormats outside the apartment building doors. And I can't put a wreath at Christmas.
Same.
And when Diwali came, forget about it. They put all these decorations outside the doors. People were like calling everybody that they're saying, no, I'm complaining to the management. If I can't have my Christmas wreath, you can't have your Diwali decorations.
Oh, my God.
I know. Yeah. It turns into a thing.
It's so crazy.
It's crazy. There's a great couple with a kid down the hallway. And every once in a while, they bike around the city, whatever. You know, every once in a while, the kid will leave. They'll leave the bike in the hall, or you know, they'll leave their shoes by the door, whatever. I don't care. I mean, if there's a problem, you know, I'm whatever. There's no problem. I mean, they're just living their lives. They have a kid. They have dirty shoes. They don't want them in the apartment. Who cares?
There was a lady in my old neighborhood. She would walk around with a clipboard.
Oh, yeah.
She would write down. If your garbage can was outside past however many hours when the garbage man came, she would write down and turn it in.
Oh,
that was all she did, walk around with her little clipboard. I know who you are, Liz. I know who you are.
I think my friend has that same lady in her neighborhood the shore. Because,
clipboard lady?
Oh, yeah. Over like the winter, you know, they do a lot of improvements. And there's certain things you're not supposed to do, but you can get away with, like outdoor shower and like digging too deep under your porch. And I'm pretty sure that same lady walks around with the measuring tape. This person is doing this. This person is doing that. And she sends them all out to inspect.
Can't you vote these people out?
I don't know.
Well, I guess you could. If enough people, you know, have a problem with it. Like here in New York City, we have a thing called the co-op. We have a co-op, which is, there's two different types of apartment you can buy. You can buy a condo and a co-op. The condo is like a regular apartment. You go in, you buy the apartment in the building and, you know, whatever. The co-op, you have to be approved by a board in the building. They can be the most awful, racist, mean people. They can keep you up for whatever reason and they don't have to tell you why.
Yeah.
Legally, they don't have to tell you why. And so I was trying to buy in a co-op building one time, and I'm like, no, I don't think I want to live in a community where they can dictate how I live my life.
No.
Why would I ever want to live there?
Right.
Same with these HOA people. You and your clipboards, go away.
Get out of here.
I know. Jeez. Anyway, so I love that letter. How dare you have blacked out windowed SUVs in front of your house?
I love that it made them feel unsafe. Really?
I know.
So crazy.
A car with tinted windows?
I guess the people in the neighborhood thought the FBI was there and they're investigating something, you know.
Okay. People. We need more hobbies. People need hobbies in this world.
Fill your social battery. Wake up. Follow us at Elvis Duran Show.
New York's number one hit music station.
C1.
Soulja Boy, tell them.
You know that I miss you. I wanna get with you tonight, but I cannot, baby girl, and that's the issue. Girl, you know I miss you. I just wanna kiss you, but I can't right now, so baby, kiss me through the phone. Kiss me through the phone. I'll see you later on. Later on. Kiss me through the phone. Kiss me through the phone. See you when I get home.
Baby, I know that you like me. You're my future wifey. Soulja Boy, tell them, yeah, you can be my bunny. I can be your Clyde. You can be my wife. Text me, call me. I need you in my life. Yeah, all that, every day I need ya. And every time I see ya, my feelings get deeper. I miss ya, I miss ya. I really wanna kiss you, but I can't.
Said I can't. 999-8212. Baby, you know that I miss you. I wanna get with you tonight, but I cannot, baby girl, and that's the issue. Girl, you know I miss you. I just wanna kiss you, but I can't right now, so baby, kiss me through the phone. Kiss me through the phone. I'll see you later on, later on. Kiss me through the phone. Kiss me through the phone. See you when I get home, when I get home.
Baby, I've been thinking lately so much about you. Everything about you I like, yeah, I love it. Kissing you in public, thinking nothing of it. Roses by the dozen, talking on the phone. Baby, you so sexy, your voice is so lovely. I love your complexion. I miss ya, I miss ya, I miss ya. I really wanna kiss you, but I can't.
Said I can't. 999-8212. Baby, you know that I miss you. I wanna get with you tonight, but I cannot, baby girl, and that's the issue. Girl, you know I miss you. I just wanna kiss you, but I can't right now. So baby, kiss me through the phone. Kiss me through the phone. I'll see you later.
She dialed my number like
678-999-8212. Baby, you know that I miss you. I wanna get with you tonight, but I cannot, baby girl, and that's the issue. Girl, you know I miss you. I just wanna kiss you, but I can't right now, so baby, kiss me through the phone. Kiss me through the phone. I'll see you later.
Number 1 hit music station and the number 1 preset on our free iHeartRadio app.
C100.
They see me rolling, they hating, patrolling and trying to catch me riding dirty, trying to catch me riding dirty. Trying to kiss me riding dirty, trying to kiss me riding dirty, trying to kiss me riding dirty. My music so loud, I'm swinging. They hoping that they gon' kiss me riding dirty, trying to kiss me riding dirty, trying to kiss me riding dirty.
They can see me lean, I'm tense so it ain't easy to be seen. When they see me ride by, they can see the gleam, and I shine on the deck in the TV screen. Riding with a new chick, she like hold up, next to the PlayStation controller. It's a full band, my send a jack up into a coma. Girl, you ain't know I'm crazy like crazy bone, just tryna bone, ain't tryna have no babies. Ride clean as hell so I pull in ladies. Laws on patrol and you know they hate me. Music turn all the way up into the maximum. I got speakers, try to jack for some, but we packing something and what we have for we have a locked up in the maximum. Security cell, I'm gripping old. Music loud and I'm tipping slow. Twin steady twisting like hit this dough.
left behind and it's in his throat. The windows down, gotta stop illusion. City changed, like who was that producing? That's the plan skills when we out and cruising. Got warrants in every city except Houston, but I still ain't losing.
They see me rolling, they hating, patrolling and trying to catch me riding dirty. 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 My music's so loud, I'm swinging. They hoping that they gon' catch me riding dirty. Trying to 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 catch me riding dirty.
I've been smoking, holy. I really can't focus. I gotta get it home with a popo scope. This big old scourge just swerving all up in the curb. And been sipping on the hit and singing the gin again. It's in again. We in the wind. Doing a 100 while I puff on the blunt. I roll another one up. We living like we ain't giving. I got a blunt up in my right hand. I see my left freezing. My the tree, green leaves and all. Coming pretty deep, me and my dog. Joe, like a nigga the back streets. Wonder about the 6 pounds that I got heat. Black shots to the block. We creak, creak. Pop, pop, hook. See me on a low key. With no regard for the law. We dodge them like come on. But I won't get caught up and brought up on charges for none of y'all. Keep a car in a budget spot. Well, if you want the popping dog. Ready or not, we're in the air. Crazy bone and chameleon.
They see me rolling. They hating. Patrolling and trying to catch me riding dirty. 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 My music's so loud, I'm swinging. They hoping that they gon' catch me riding.
So I try to let you go. Turn on my blinker light and then I swing it slow. Except for show. Sure. They think they know that they catching me with plenty of the drink and throw. So they get behind me trying to check my tags. Look at my rear view when they smiling. Thinking they'll catch me in the wrong and keep trying. They denying that it's racial profiling. Houston, Texas, you can check my tags. Pull me over, try to check my slab. Glove compartment, gotta get my cash. Cause the crooked cops try to come up fast. And being the baller that I am, I talk to them. Giving it to them, but I'm not feeling my attitude. When they realize I ain't even riding dirty. Bet you'll be leaving with an even madder mood. I'ma laugh at you and then I have to cruise. Yummy number two on some old DJ screw. Can't arrest me, plus you can't sue. This is a message to the law, tell them we hate you. I can't be touched, so tell them that they should have known. Tipping down, I'm sitting crooked on my chrome. Booking my phone, finding a chick I wanna. They couldn't stop me, I'm about to pull up at your home.
In the zone. They see me rolling, they hating. Patrolling and trying to catch me riding dirty. 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 My music's so loud, I'm swinging. They hoping that they gon' catch me riding.
Now,
Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show.
Z100.
I still hear your voice when you sleep next to me. I still feel your touch in my dream. Forgive me my weakness, but I don't know why. Without you, it's hard to survive. Cause every time we touch, I get this feeling. And every time we kiss, I swear I could fly. Can't you feel my heart beat fast? I want this to last. Need you by my side. Cause every time we touch, I feel the static. And every time we kiss, I reach for the sky. Can't you hear my heart beat so? I can't let you go. Want you in my life.
Thank you.
Elvis Duran. The Elvis Duran phone tap.
Who doesn't love a good old Froggy phone tap? Froggy, what's your phone tap about today?
Well, today, Gina is phone tapping her mom, Sandra. See, they're renting a house in the Bahamas for the summertime vacation, and the whole family's going, well, we got a problem. We're going to have to move that vacation by a week.
No, you can't do things like that, Frog.
So I call Sandra as the management company and let her know that, well, you're not coming that week. You're going to have to come the week after.
Oh, no.
And she gets a little bit upset.
All right. Froggy never disappoints us with his phone taps. Here we go. The Froggy phone tap. Listen in.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm looking for Sandra, please.
Hello, I'm Sandra.
Hi, Sandra. This is Andy from the management company that you have rented the house from in the Bahamas.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fabulous. How are you today?
Really great. Can't wait to come. We're so excited.
You know what? We're looking very forward to your arrival here in the Bahamas because, as you know, no worries here. But I just need to make a quick change to your reservation, and I wanted to run the change by you really quickly.
Go ahead.
I've got you arriving on the 21st and departing on the 28th. Is that correct?
Yes.
You would arrive on your initial departure date of the 28th and stay through the weekend.
That sounds lovely. But good. I have got, like, friends and family that have all bought tickets, and we booked the house for those dates, and that's the dates we'll take. Thank you very much.
It's just not going to work those days. We've had some circumstances come up here at the property.
Wait a minute.
Unfortunately,
I've got 17 people that I have corralled. People have taken time off of work. We are coming, and that is that.
Well, you're not going to be able to stay at my house, ma'am.
Well,
there's no way you'll get the keys because I have them unless you show up on the 28th and depart on the 5th. Oh, dear God. Please look down upon Sandra and grant her the ability to be a better person and stop using such foul language.
Are you praying for me? You have to pray for yourself because I have to stick my boot so far up your ass it's going to come out your mouth. You're going to be my puppet.
Give Sandra the strength to be a better person and not use such language. Yes, I'm back. I was just speaking with my boss. And,
your boss?
Yeah, I was
speaking. You were speaking with your boss?
Yeah, I was speaking with my boss, and he said that he can't give me an answer right now, but he'll send me a sign.
You know what this decision means to me?
Ma'am, as soon as I get the sign, I'll let you know if we're able to move it. But
No, this is God. This is God. Give Sandra what she wants. You
please pretend she didn't say that. Oh, okay, thank you.
Actually, Mom, this is Froggy from Elvis Duran the Morning Show, and you've been phone tapped.
What? Is this the Elvis Duran Show?
Gina reached out to us and said that this vacation is like the most important thing in the world to you.
I'm sorry, Mom. Take a deep breath, Mom. I'm sorry. I love you. I'm really excited to be on vacation with you.
Oh, man, I was really rude to you.
The Elvis Duran phone tap.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap, only on Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
It was good then, and it's better now. For over 40 years, Pedigree has been bringing out the good in dogs. Every bowl delivers 100% complete adult nutrition, supporting 6 health essentials for your dog. That's the Pedigree goodness.
I want to be me. Is that not allowed? And I'm too clever.
Good morning, Ashley. Why are you up so early? What are you doing?
I have a bit of a problem.
Okay, what do you have as a problem, Ashley? Tell us. Let us help you.
So, I'm in a wedding in about 4 weeks, mm-hmm. And I left my bridesmaid's dress out on my dresser to remind myself I needed to take it to the tailor to get hemmed. So, I went to work. I left for work. I work about an hour and a half away from my house, so I have no chance of getting back home really quick.
What happened?
I got to work, and I log into our living room camera just to check on our dog like I normally do.
Oh.
And I see something on the living room floor. So, I'm listening to the camera, kind of trying to figure out where she's coming from, and I zoom in, and I realize that she got a hold of my bridesmaid's dress.
Ooh, what do you mean she got a hold of it? No, what does that mean, she got a hold of your bridesmaid dress?
So, basically, she took it off of my dresser, carried it down the stairs into the living room and started playing with it like it was a toy.
Oh, that's so cute.
No, that's not cute.
It's adorable.
No.
Oh, what's your dog's name?
My dog's name is Rogue.
Oh, Rogue.
Oh, see, there you go. So what does it look like now?
Not a dress anymore.
Oh. Well, you did say you have 4 weeks. Is that enough time to get it together? I mean, it's going to be costly, but you're the bridesmaid. You're expected to be there with that dress on, right?
Yep. I'm not sure how I could pull this one off.
Have you called
without getting a completely new dress?
Have you called the bride?
Not yet.
Oh. Yeah, you know, she has a lot of things she's dealing with, like flowers that aren't being delivered, and oh my God, they don't have the right potatoes, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So now she needs her bridesmaid calling going, I'm sorry, Rogue ate my dress.
How much was the dress?
It was like $200.
Oh. All right, well. Well, you know what? The good news is Rogue is a loving dog. And
he really is.
I guess this could be good for us. Well, I bet a lot of people listening right now had something eaten by the dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, Max, when he was a puppy, he used to eat everything. Now he doesn't. He just eats his food. He's really good about that.
Oh, that's good.
He wouldn't eat my bridesmaid dress. I know, but you must have felt so helpless. An hour and a half away watching Rogue eating your dress. I was like, what do you do? Were you panicking? Were you screaming out loud, screaming at the camera?
I think I went through my entire phone book to see if someone could go to my house and help me save the dress.
Oh.
No one was around.
How big is Rogue? And what kind of dog is Rogue?
Rogue is a Rhodesian Ridgeback.
Oh. Right, they're big.
About 80 pounds.
Yeah.
Very playful.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't it funny how they find a dress as a toy?
I feel like Rhodesian Ridgebacks are little thieves just in general.
Yeah.
I had one steal a loaf of bread from me, and it was really funny, but I just had to leave it alone.
Oh, she loves food. She loves food. Do anything for food. Apparently, she thought my dress was food.
Yeah. I think you're going to have to call the dress place and just...
Yeah, you need to get that done.
You're going to have to get a new dress. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
You're going to have to order a new one.
You know, finding yourself in a helpless situation, like an hour and a half away from home, my dog is eating my dress.
Oh, my
And I'm watching the whole thing unfold.
There you go.
No.
I know, but you still love Rogue just as much.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Like it never even happened.
Yeah, see, I know. Well, look, thanks for your story. Best of luck. This is why I don't have cameras in my house. Thank you, Ashley. I don't want to know what's going on.
Oh, I love those cameras, the pet cams, especially the ones that shoot the treats.
Yeah.
Oh, I have one of those.
Well, we tried that. We had one send us. It's one of those treat shooting cameras.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I have PetCube.
The thing is, ours was, something was wrong. It was defective.
What do you mean?
It would have shot a hole in a dog's head.
Oh, no.
It was like you got to turn it down. It was like a rifle. It was like having an assassin in your living room shooting at your dog. Where's Max? He's hiding.
He got taken out by a tree.
Oh, no. We got to go.
Good morning.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Let's get out of here. Let's go have some lunch. Or brunch. Was that brunch?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who's buying? I'm not buying. I'm tired of buying.
I'll do it.
Oh, yeah. All right. Gandhi.
Brondi. Brunch is on Gandhi. We'll call it, it's not brunch. It's Brondi. We're having Brondi. Till next time, say peace out, everybody.
Peace out, everybody.
Hello, I'm Harry Styles.
The Z100 Secret Sound.
For Harry Styles.
Know the sound.
Win tickets to one of his 30 sold-out shows at MSG.
8 chances to win every weekday. And every guest gets you into the running to see Harry in Mexico City.
Hello.
Your next chance to win is coming at 10:10.
On Z100, New York's number one hit music.
T-Pain. Young Jock.
how you feel, mama, tell me what you see. A certified dime piece, dessert Louis 1-3. 150 a shot, 3 for you and 3 for me. I'm checking your body language, I love the conversation. And when you lick your lips, I get a tingling sensation. Now we're both back tipsy, you say you're in the mood. All I need is about an hour, better yet, maybe two. Let me take you where I live, Ferrari switch gears. When I whisper in your ear, your legs hit the chandelier. Passion fruit and sex all in the atmosphere. I'ma let T-Pain sing it so he can make it clear.
I'ma find you a train.
I'm so sick of that same old love that tears me up. I'm so sick of that same old love. My body's hurting up. not working hard. Yeah, right, picture that with a Kodak. Or better yet, go to Times Square, take a picture of me with a Kodak. Took my life from negative to positive, I just want y'all to know that. And tonight, let's enjoy life. Pitbull, Naya, Neo, that's
tonight,
right. To you endless, it's insane the way the name growing, money keep flowing, hustlers moving silent, so I'm tiptoeing, so keep blowing, I got it locked up like Lindsay Lohan, put it on my life, baby, I make it feel right, baby, can't promise tomorrow, but I promise tonight,
excuse me, and I might drink a little more.